How to legally take down a drone 2021 top full guide. How to legally take down a drone. A lot of men and women find drones to be a hassle. Yet, you will find close to 1.3 million enrolled drones in America and over 116,000 documented drone operators. Shooting a murmur from the skies could be tempting, but it's also illegal by federal and state legislation. So, how do you take down a drone? How to legally take down a drone? As soon as it's contrary to the law in the US to take a drone off, below are a few of how people are effective in wiping out those pesky drones in the skies. But keep in mind, if you are on public property, you have no rights to privacy. So the very best thing you can do to keep on the ideal side of this law is to inquire the drone owner to stop or phone law enforcement if it is on your property. Nets. There are a couple of ways that you may use nets to catch a drone. One way is by employing a bigger drone and attaching a web to it. Then scoop the annoying one on your internet and deliver it to the floor, like how the authorities in Tokyo, Japan, manage the prohibited drone usage from town. A different way to use baits would be to utilize a Skywall 100 drone catcher. This massive launcher, developed by British engineers, functions by precision targeting the drone question and shooting a capsule that releases a web-like web that encircles the violating drone. It's a parachute that removes to attracts the drone to the ground safely. Guns. Shooting a drone from the skies with a gun is unquestionably a dangerous threat, as you can injure somebody, either using the shots shot or together with all the falling drone. Several decades back, in Kentucky, a man was charged for shooting down a drone hovering over his garden while his brothers were sunbathing. As a result, he was charged with discharging a firearm in city limits along with felony wanton endangerment. On the other hand, the charges have been dismissed by a local estimate. But do not let that judge's choice fool you into believing it is a fantastic idea, it is still illegal. Read also, how to detect a drone in the sky. Birds of prey. One way you may have the ability to take down a drone with hardly any consequences is by following the government's footsteps. They've been working with a company named Guard from Above to train eagles to grab and recover drones in the skies. Plus, it appears to work. Even though this would technically probably not be prohibited, as the crazy bird could be snatching it rather than you personally, it is perhaps not something you are likely to be in a position to perform unless you are a trained falconer with a few birds of prey to hand. But there are worries about protecting the birds, and research is set up to discover whether there could be no danger to the birds out of the turning blades of the drones they capture. Signal interceptors. One method of carrying a drone will be to block the signal between the control and the drone. For example, Drone Defender is a system that could interrupt the call and send them back to where it came out or softly slide it into the floor. Nevertheless, these devices aren't readily available to the general public, so you will have a reasonably tough time obtaining one unless you are a federal agent. Hacking the Wi-Fi sign on the drone may be another thing to do, but this can be highly illegal and possibly can open your system to being hacked. See also, how to spot a drone at night. Is it legal to do so? The risk of getting a drone. When you attempt to take down a drone, then it is likely not only are you risking other people's security. However, you might also have to deal with jail time. The main reason for shooting drones is hazardous as they're running from lithium-ion, aka LiPo batteries, that is a fire danger. So, once you bust a battery, you are shooting a drone where the drone lands will catch fire. Now you are responsible for the flame and its harm, but you also need to keep in mind that the drone proprietor has legal rights, and you have ruined their property, something else you are accountable for. Utilizing web guns to eliminate a drone. Web firearms that are employed in carrying down drones resemble the ones that are used in animal management. All these are all about the size of a flashlight. It is essential to see these are close-range firearms. Therefore, they cannot achieve a drone if it is hovering around 50 feet away from you. A few companies have attempted to correct this dilemma by mounting a web gun onto a drone so they can execute an air-to-air attack. One example of them is Tice UAV Solutions EXCIPIO Aerial Netting System. It is in a position to grab as much as some rotary ring drone, a thing that will considerably extend the range of its net. Regardless, it's still catchy to take another drone, and that's the reason why the company is focusing on sensors and automatic controls so it may lock on its target. Even when you're in a position to use a web gun to take a drone, you still have the problem of where this drone will land. It might accidentally fall on somebody. So this is something that some internet guns have considered. For example, the French have assembled the drone Inceptor MP200, which flies using an unfurled net used to entangle aims. Regrettably, this has influenced the mechanism speed and maneuverability, though. Then there is the drone catcher that was developed by Michigan Tech University's Human Interactive Robotics Lab. It fires a web using a rope. If the drone appears too large to take away, it may subsequently be released, permitting it to parachute downwards. As there's no release of a firearm or signs interference here, your state and local governments will probably be okay with you having a web gun if it is on your property, but you might get in trouble with the FAA. But you will need to be proficient at using one because many systems will need to be reloaded after one shot. For example, if you mount a web gun onto a drone, you will need to have it prepared to start. Jamming a drone. Drones have a transmitter and a receiver. This usually means that it utilizes different frequencies of radio waves to communicate with its controller. These can be either GPS, Wi-Fi, or handheld. Jamming equipment creates a sign on the drone's frequency to interrupt its communication. In doing this, you're interrupting the drone's movement, but you might also be accidentally interrupting the transmission of other radio signals, e.g., police radios, at precisely the exact moment. That is the reason why it's illegal for an individual to ditch any wireless signal. In reality, federal law not only prohibits the usage of any gear that interferes with approved radio communications, but in addition, it prohibits the purchase of any such gear. This legislation also applies to anybody who attempts to ditch the signal between a drone along its operator. You also need to know that just because you have jammed a drone sign does not signify you have control of the drone. Every time a drone loses its movement, it will either soil or utilize GPS to navigate its way back into its home place. See more, where can I fly my drone? Drone hijacking. The difference between jamming and hijacking a drone is that you are only disrupting the operator's hands if you dip a drone. Should you hijack a drone, you may take charge of it and make it land. There are two chief ways that you can hijack a drone. You're able to radiate a rival command sign that will overpower the first signal. Since the drone flies from the operator, it will get weaker. You're able to transmit malicious code that will hack your drone. To exude a rival signal, you will have to get a little understanding. For example, if you are handling a hobby drone, you want to understand it utilizes Wi-Fi in the 2.4 GHz frequency range. Its control signal is a periodic open waveform, so there's not any exceptional transmitter demanded. All you want is an iPhone, a program, and a power amplifier. Considering that the drone receiver will not ascertain where the control signal is originating from, it's going to use the system's most potent sign. This is the way you take control of this drone. As there's no release of a firearm or signs interference here, your state and local governments will probably be okay with you having a web gun if it is on your property. Still, you might get in trouble with the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA. But you will need to be proficient at using one because many systems will need to be reloaded after one shot. For example, if you mount a web gun onto a drone, you will need to have it prepared to start. Regrettably, you cannot hack on a simple hardwired RC drone. You will also see that it's challenging to do this over a vast range of drones. What's more, this truly isn't something that many homeowners might even understand how to do. Spoofing. Another method that is used to interrupt the communicating between a drone along its operator is what is called spoofing. This entails using software or hardware to copy a sign that is used to convey with the drone. In doing this, the shooter can take charge of this drone. Depending upon which kind of gear is utilized, the individual who's performing the spoofing might also have the ability to get into the drone's information or see its camera feed. Spoofing is also prohibited in the USA. Shining lasers and bright lights at drones. Even though you might be tempted to shine a laser pointer or a bright light in a drone, doing this will not interfere with the drone's communication. It's also a violation of federal and state laws as a drone is considered a kind of aircraft. This implies that if you are not permitted to do it using an airplane, you are not allowed to do it using a drone, and in case you are caught doing so, you might come face to face with either prison time and fines. Drones flying over homes. It is valid for drones to fly homes in many areas. The FAA controls navigable airspace. This includes everything over and outside a house. But anything under 400 feet is uncontrolled airspace. Therefore, recreational drone operators have been allowed to fly within this airspace with no FAA approval. This usually means that drone operators will not get in trouble till they are flying beneath the tree line or in addition to your roof. It is essential to be aware that these regulations and laws do change across the nation. For example, in several states where a homeowner owns a distance of around 83 feet on the floor. Nevertheless, in different nations, there is no significance for a property's height. Drone operators can also be subject to constraints that homeowners and local associations put forth. For example, a number of them do not permit drones to be flown over residential areas. Law enforcement and drones. The national authorities passed the Reauthorization Act to the Federal Aviation Authority in 2018. There is a provision in this legislation that allows leaders to take down independently owned drones they think are a danger. Before passing this legislation, law enforcement agencies were not allowed to take down or make an effort to muster a drone. But, officers in Louisiana and Utah have been permitted to disable drones that endangered the people or were captured flying over wildfires. Drones recording at an individual's backyard. There are numerous important considerations, such as local legislation, that decide if or not a drone can record a homeowner within their backyard. One such consideration is how the yard, along with its surrounding features, is all laid out. For example, a fully enclosed backyard with a privacy fence and gate provides a homeowner a reasonable expectation of privacy. Hence, any drone that is captured recording somebody there can be in breach of privacy legislation. But if there's absolutely no such fence, or there's chain-link fencing, the property has been shared with another property, or the property somehow stays visible to the general public. So the homeowner does not have any reasonable expectation of privacy. So, therefore, a drone that records here is not violating any privacy legislation. The way to legally stop drones from flying over your property. Legally, drones can fly private property. But based on FAA regulations, they can't recklessly do this. Regrettably, the FAA generally will not get involved when a homeowner asserts a drone owner is flying. Instead, they will let you know to speak to the regional law enforcement service. Whenever you make this contact, you're going to be asked for proof that the drone has been flying, something that is challenging at best. Therefore, homeowners are limited in regards to their choices in legally taking a drone off. Among the first things you need to do is speak with your homeowners or local association to determine whether there are any constraints about flying drones over residential properties. If they do exist, then you'll have law enforcement intervene to induce the drone's operator to quit flying there. You could even check the regional laws to determine what property boundaries are described. For example, in some jurisdictions, it will be mentioned how large a homeowner can create construction on residential property. When a drone has been captured flying on this border, it is considered a form of trespassing. Regulations say that inanimate things, e.g., a branch out of a nearby tree, can trespass to property. A homeowner may take sensible action when this occurs without facing any legal consequences. So, when a drone is currently flying in your property's border, and you receive a photographic proof, it is possible to file a complaint with your regional authorities. They could then file charges against the operator for trespassing on personal property. You could also decide to file a complaint alleging the drone operator is developing a nuisance. This can be described as an unnecessary activity that disrupts the fair enjoyment of your property, e.g., a vehicle blasting its horn, a person yelling, a drone spinning blades. Your final choice is to submit a complaint that alleges an invasion of property. That is precisely what you are going to want to do if you feel a drone has been used to spy on you, your loved ones, or your property. If you are ready to provide an estimate with adequate proof here, you might get a restraining order from the drone operator. The legalities of getting down a drone. It is essential to keep in mind that you don't have airspace over your house, not to maintain self-defense if you take down a drone. Instead, all airspace is below the FAA's authority. Moreover, you'd need to prove that a drone introduced a danger of deadly force to assert you are behaving in self-defense. This would signify the drone would need to be outfitted with a weapon. Apart from handling national, state, and local legislation, homeowners should also take care of civil laws. A drone owner can sue you in civil court if you ruin their property. To give various legal reasons, it is illegal to take down a drone in the USA, even if it's flying on your personal property. There are lots of reasons for this. For example, shooting in and destroying aircraft is a federal offense under Title 18 U.S. Code 32. According to the FAA, drones are categorized as a kind of aircraft. Sometimes, simply firing a weapon is considered criminal mischief. There might also be other state and local legislation. For example, in some regions, you could also be charged with threatening the public or different property crimes. Homeowners do not have the airspace that is found above their properties. It is not a feasible choice for you to maintain self-defense. You can be resisted by the drone operator at the civil court. Knowing that you cannot legally take down a drone can leave you feeling helpless should you locate yourself hovering over your house. But you should know that there are some things which you can do. For example, attempt to work out that owns the drone so you can calmly speak to them about exactly what they are doing and how it's bothering you. You will be pleasantly surprised to discover that many individuals are, in fact, quite fair. This should not be hard since most drones fly within a short space of the operators because they have limited battery power. But if you attempt to go this course and are being foolish, you can select to get law enforcement involved. Telephone law enforcement if you genuinely feel that the drone is down to a treetop degree and hovering to spy on you. You can find nuisances and peeping Tom legislation that may be enforced here. What are your privacy rights when it comes to drones? A group of mysterious drones flying over Colorado has made national headlines. Now, what's the danger if I do shoot down a drone? There are also possible legal steps the owner of the downed drone could take. Read also, https://www.thedenverchannel.com/news/local-news/what-are-your-privacy-rights-when-it-comes-to-drones. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=x27-2-0. We have droned on enough. So let's wrap up. Though there could be many approaches you can, in reality, take down a drone, however annoying its hovering around your mind, interrupting your peace, there is no legal method you could do so in the United States. Therefore, if you are on private property and you discover there is a drone invading your property or your solitude, the one thing you can do is call the authorities if you're feeling especially under threat. That said, with an increasing number of drones entering our heavens, there might be changes in the legislation in the not-too-distant future, but until then, it is ideal to leave it to the government. We hope you have found this somewhat amusing, and in case you have any expertise in taking down drones, don't hesitate to inform us. And discuss this with your buddies if you would like to help them remain on the ideal side of the law.